At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels. Go to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, and here's the chief of some sports.
Yes, sir. We got the Friday news dump here for you. Looking at the Cowboys' unofficial depth chart from Nick Harris. He just cranked it out. We're not seeing the number switches like we want with guys like Donovan Ezeraku.
He's going to wear 41. He's going to stay in 41.
Well, I'll be damned. I thought he was going to take 11.
I wouldn't mind it.
Take 11.
Maybe Childress will. He was 11 at Kentucky, right?
He was.
We need to find a way to get Donovan Wilson out of six so Ezeraku can go back to six.
Did Childress switch his number yet?
Let me see.
Today he was wearing the 48 today out on the practice field.
On the practice squad, so I don't see him on the depth chart right now. But I do know that Micah was tweeting, like, should he be number zero or number one in Green Bay? Because Jaden Reed's already 11, I believe. Mm. And I guess Micah didn't want to buy that number away. We'll have to figure it out. We do obviously have the Jaden Blue as the third string running back on the depth chart behind Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. He does have the official number 23, so that's sharp. But we do have some college football concession items. Badger football, Wisconsin, where they're just probably going to suck again in a big way.
We got cheese curds and domestic light beer.
We got Badger Bacon Bar. This is a crispy bacon dipped in rich milk chocolate. And then it looks like it's got like some, maybe like a, I don't know, white chocolate drizzle on it. It's the biggest piece of bacon you've ever seen in your life, though.
And it's dipped in chocolate?
Yeah, dipped in chocolate.
Ooh.
How about that?
Yes, please.
But this is the one.
Yummy.
How about this? Ohio State. So Texans fans that are going to be at the shoe tomorrow.
Derek Eagleton's making the trip up there.
Okay, Derek, this is for you, bro. Apple Crunch Smash Bun. A warm, gooey cinnamon roll smashed on a flat-top grill. Ooh. With a cinnamon apple compote.
Ooh, what's that?
Or compote? I don't know.
Compote.
And toasted brown sugar oatmeal clusters and then drizzled with icing. I mean, dude, Dawson, does that not pass the eye test?
I'm totally in. Probably going to pick out the apples, but I'm totally ordering multiples.
I mean, I love the idea of a cinnamon roll smash.
Yeah,
I smell, you know, cinnamon rolls.
Or like a cinnamon roll smash burger. Like, let's go ahead and put some beef in between that thing.
What's the name of the thing again?
This is called Apple Crunch Smash Bun.
Dawson's going to pick out the
apple.
Yeah, so let's
have. But he's going to leave the crunch and the smash.
Let's have the smash crunch bun, please.
I mean, it sounds amazing, dude. And it looks freaking phenomenal.
I think on a hot day, that would not be good outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's Ohio State.
I'm just saying.
I don't know how hot.
Like a 90-degree day. I don't know if I'd dine on this. I don't know.
I get it.
I'll tell you this though.
It's always crapping.
Big
on
noon
things,
kickoff. I mean, you're kind of in the brunch phase, I guess.
It is. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. But even at nighttime, you call this dessert. You call it brunch. I don't care what you call it.
I would do it for a night game.
Second
if
supper.
I had a hoodie on. I'm just not going to eat something like that with.
Maybe it's second breakfast.
Sweets and heat don't mix well.
Not at all. Not at all.
You get full. I mean, that's more like that's beer weather.
Everything is.
It's going to be like 70 degrees at the Shoe tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's going to be like one of the most perfect days for football and the perfect days for Dewey Apple Smash Crunch, whatever
right,
the
would
hell.
You like, would you like to guess? I'm not going to ask.
I said 70. I took a shot in the dark. It might be 85.
Final guess.
I think under 85 is decent cinnamon roll weather.
Under 85?
Under 85 cinnamon rolls. Thumbs up. Especially, call me crazy. I'll take a cinnamon roll
crazy
at any temp. How about that? Here's my take.
Oh, man. You were pretty close on the first one.
Wolchuk,
What'd you guess?
I said 70.
75.
It's going to be sunny in 73 is what my phone says.
Okay, who's getting ball sacked?
You got to look at the time frame here with the waves. So it's going to open up at 73 in the morning. So by kickoff, we'll be between 75 and 78 degrees.
Just a beautiful day to watch Arch Manning spin it, huh?
Gorgeous.
Dang, it's actually talking about might be like in the 60s.
Okay, so we're talking Apple Crunch Smash.
67.
That's fall weather.
67?
Dip into the 60s by p.m.
I'm looking at the...
Maybe we have one of those crazy A&M LSU overtime games. We'll chuck this. We could bleed this thing into the 9 p.m. hours.
I mean, that's beautiful fall weather. That was a disaster.
Beautiful fall weather.
It's going to be a pretty day. Okay, at that temperature, I'm going to take Dawson's apples on mine. And go for it.
Yeah, I might ask for an extra little oatmeal cluster deal that gets sprinkled on top there. Sounds pretty nice. Wolchuk, did you see the black bear that was in Plano last night?
No.
Right there by Park Boulevard?
It was him wandering around in the neighborhood.
I have been
looking for apple smash fritters.
He was walking his
from time to time.
He was walking his daughter.
Yeah, I got shot once. Yeah. She would be asleep, Brian. I am not a bad father.
There's a Ring camera in Plano that captured footage of a black bear close to Park Boulevard. I didn't realize that. I mean, wow. You see cougars, you know, you see these random exotic animals. I wasn't expecting black bear to be anywhere within arm's reach of the woolly bully.
No.
Now, of course, the bear would be no match for the bully.
We're in Plano,
but
DC
for
cougars.
The run-of-the-mill human being?
I'd run the other direction.
Yeah, you would.
Maybe by Bob Woodruff Park, you think?
Yeah, I would imagine it had to have come out of the trees somewhere. Or it was an escapee. Somebody was keeping a black bear. And
yeah,
then,
what
boom,
the hell? Where
black
did this bear
got?
Come from?
Trying to figure it out,
are those domesticatable?
Man.
I mean, I know it's possible to, like, deer.
Grizzly Adams.
I mean, I'm pretty concerned right now. That's pretty close to the house.
I know. Yes. Yes. That's why I wasn't sure if you had heard about it or if you had seen it.
Nobody called.
Sorry to the chef who is listening and just hearing me butcher.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The pronunciation of delicious food items in the 214.
What was it?
It's on me. I think it was the compote.
Compote.
I don't know. I just figured it was compote.
Compote.
Yeah. I like the compote.
Put some sauce on
I thought
that.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, an Italian dish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually served with ice cream.
Okay, we didn't get to this week.
Capaccia.
Figured it was good for the Friday news dump.
Please.
Yeah, sure.
Luka Doncic was on a billboard on Victory Avenue right outside the AAC.
Nice.
And it was
coming back?
It was not a comeback billboard. As a matter of fact, the Mavericks did everything in their power to get that billboard and Luka's face removed from it as quickly as possible.
They replaced it with an Omax Prosper billboard?
Yeah, no, goodbye, Omax. I don't know what they replaced it with, but they were pretty upset that Luka's face was on an advertisement outside of, and you would have to think, like, don't they have some level of control over that? Like, I get it. I know it's like a little bit petty. Yeah. You made the choice to get rid of them. Very so petty. What's the deal?
Very petty.
But I also understand them being like, no. This is, you can do, it's not like, hey, Luka can't be on a billboard in the city, but right here, like on our doorstep.
Oh, geez.
That's what it was.
Oh, I was getting a medical text from that. Figuring out our guy. I'll tell you about Guyton when you're done.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I
wasn't paying attention.
I want to hear about Guyton.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
That's par for the course. It's all good.
You're absolutely right. So what happened? Luka had a billboard in Dallas?
Yes.
Is it Mavericks buy season tickets? No. What billboard is it?
That'd be a great bit by the PR department if they did that.
It's a video game billboard, one that he likes to play. It's a video game that he plays quite a bit with, so I guess he's kind of partnered with him a little bit. So it's got like half his face and then half like one of the characters in the game's face. Oh. And it was a huge billboard outside the AAC. Well, I mean, I don't know that there's anything inherently wrong with it, but it's right there advertising, like, on the doorstep of the AAC.
Yeah, but I think that's a well-placed ad, if you ask me.
I was pretty sure it was. It was good business on the video games part.
I think I got balls hacked on this one, but I saw somewhere that if your first name's Luka, you're not allowed to attend Maverick games.
Yeah.
It sounds like a sack.
Gotta be a sack.
No, you do have
right?
to change your name when you're buying that ticket.
But would we put it past Nico?
I mean, you can't put anything past him at this point. What's the Guyton news? Give me the goods.
Practice today. Needs to practice Wednesday and Thursday, or actually, excuse me, Sunday, Monday to be able to go. But he's at least trending in the right direction.
Will you follow back with, do you think he's going to be a bust? Honestly.
Honestly.
Will you follow back with, what is Guyton's thoughts on having to play Micah Parsons week 4?
Yeah, is he pretty upset about this?
Yeah, well,
we know how to chip him. We know how to take him out of the game.
I think Guyton and Steele have to be the two most annoyed people in the world.
I would agree.
About that particular trade. Like, dude, you just put me in the lion's den at AT&T with the Packers in town, which is never a good thing.
No.
That could get really disgusting.
He might have all of his sacks in that game.
Elsewhere here in the dump.
All 12 of them.
We have... Cracker Barrel, I guess. Just
did they switch back?
They went back.
They
pivot.
Yeah, they did. They did the old pivot. I can't believe how angry people were about this. I'll tell you, the thing that was more ridiculous was their new mock-ups of like what the restaurants were supposed to be looking like that are completely different than the usual like old school wooden look of what they have, which is like part of the pageantry of it. Like
your experience. That's the ambiance.
Yes. And so they were going to this new age, like just plain as all hell, like run of the mill generic restaurant look. Yeah. That was more annoying than I guess the actual logo itself. But I mean, their stock dropped. I mean, they got punished for this, man.
Did you see what Bucky's did?
Bucky's just made sure their restrooms were clean and ready to rock.
Bucky's trolled them. You know, instead of putting like with the beaver, they just put the word Bucky's. And they go, new logo. it was just the word Bucky's.
It's clean.
It was, hey, check out our new logo. It just said Bucky's. It didn't have the beaver on it or anything.
That's pretty good trolling right there.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cracker Barrel, old country store is what
their
it is.
Food
it
is
needs
food,
to look like an
way.
Old country store. It doesn't need to look like some modern, like I'm in a Chipotle right now.
Yeah, don't make it look like an IHOP.
Let me tell you what, that is an oasis. If you're driving a long way, you see that on the side of the road?
Bucky's?
Pulling off every time.
Well,
every
Bucky's time. Is Cracker great, Barrel. But Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel's got quality food.
Tremendous breakfast.
It is good. Yeah. And whatever that game is, I still have no idea what it's
called.
Oh,
with the T's?
Yeah.
It's impossible. I always
I don't know how to do it either. I'm kind of into it.
The think pieces don't that followed that story were like
that applies to you in so many other areas.
That's
right?
That's true.
did you I mean, see you're on baby number two now. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Hey, practice makes perfect.
It does. Yeah, I might have number three on the way, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Maybe, I think I do, too.
Just judging off the behavior at the house, I'm not sure. But no. Have you guys seen the think pieces like that are saying all these restaurants are going to like corporate cookie cutter style to eliminate costs and it's taking... Did you see any of those videos, like the reaction videos? Like, they went deep on it. Like, this is a reflection of what corporate America is doing to all of our favorite brands, making them as generic and simple to digest as possible.
I mean, it's a terrible idea.
Stock price.
The McDonald's, I think, is the one that jumps out to me. Like, McDonald's, back when I was going there as a kid, it was popping. It was colors. It was all sorts of cool stuff. And then now it's just like, it's just a box.
Did you guys ever get to enjoy Pizza Hut when it had, like, the sit-down Pac-Man and the Red Cubs?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fancy
lights. Wait. I thought you were talking about the signage.
The signage was great,
well,
too.
We're talking about the actual buildings now, too.
Yeah.
That they're...
McDonald's. Yeah, absolutely.
Taco Bell's had a terrible rebrand as well. I like the fun, whimsical nature of Taco Bell.
Yeah, we've really devolved.
I mean, the fast food restaurant as a kid, it was not just about the food that we rarely got, but it was also the experience of running around that place.
That's
kind of like
point.
A little theme park. Okay, we got to run. Sands is coming up next here. We'll get his thoughts on Rangers A's coming up next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.